The latest from podnews.net. Apple plans to make its own exclusive podcasts. Bloomberg reports that Apple has, quote, reached out to media companies to discuss buying exclusive rights to podcasts. It's initially unclear what this means for the iTunes API that many other podcast apps use, or indeed, what it'll mean to Android users. But for an indication as to how important podcasting is for competitor Spotify's investors, their stock price fell by 3% following the Apple news. The folks behind Single File have released their podcast as a cassette, and in the comments of the page we link to, we learn many others have been released as a USB tape, a USB key that looks like a cassette, which is pretty neat. US sports network ESPN is to launch a morning podcast. It's to start in early October. The company have also said that their podcast users have grown 10% year on year. A minority shareholder of Libsyn says that it has succeeded in forcing the company to convene a special meeting. KMAC, which owns 6.5% of Libsyn, wants to replace the board of directors and change the company's corporate governance. Shares in Libsyn closed up almost 5% yesterday on the news at a five-year high. But don't worry, people called Rob and probably Dave are expected not to be affected by this news. Libsyn has released a new version of their software update 419, which only impacts those starting new podcasts, but is aimed to help those users. Jack Resider has published four ways to check the popularity of a podcast. One trick is to use Castbox, he says, which shows both total subscribers and total downloads of a podcast. And as an aside, Castbox lets you claim your podcast and add your social media and other links to it. Just search for your podcast on Castbox and hit the claim button to start. Podyssey has announced a new curated playlists feature. Will increasing your bitrate mean more listeners? Libsyn's Rob Walsh wrote a piece back in 2016, backed by data, and mentioned in The Feed this week. Surprisingly, Rob points out that WTF with Mark Maron is encoded at just 40 kilobits a second. Now, from earlier this year, we've also published a page with lots of different bit rates and sample rates, so you can hear or not the difference. You'll find it linked from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Southern California Public Radio has launched LAist Studios, which will focus on developing podcasts on issues specific to Los Angeles in California in the US. And we link to lots of advice today, including a better way to listen to podcasts. Now, if you get our newsletter, you now have the opportunity to get hold of something money can't buy. We have Podcoasters. Yes, and they're there for you if you can help spread the word about Podnews. You'll find a unique link to share at the bottom of your newsletter. And if you're not getting our newsletter, you really should. It's at podnews.net. You'll find more details on the many, many things you could be using our Podcoaster for in our episode notes and our newsletter today. And we also mention a bunch of new podcasts, including The Clearing, a new true crime documentary series from Gimlet and Pineapple Street Media. The press release contains a visualized trailer, which is worth a watch. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.